God bless you. Good day. And thank you for always dropping by our podcast. It's a great honor for us to have you always listen to us and listen to God's word and motivation and inspiration to become transformed and become the best of your own version. It is a great honor to bring God's word to you through Anchor. And if you're listening to us through any other social media anchor, we're happy and excited to get to you. Our team is working sleeplessly to give you the best and the best. I'd like to share with you today on what I titled Value Part 1. We'll be looking at the Part 1 of Value. The whole of this week we'll be looking at Value by God's grace every day. Value. Don't forget to pass by and get value from what you listen to. Value. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 29, Bible says in the King James Version, "That seest thou a man who is diligent in his ways, in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men." And other versions of the Bible, like the Message Bible, says, "Have you seen a man who has good work? Skilled workers are always in demand. They do not take the back seat, they are always at the front seat." The word diligent is the word for skilled. The word diligent is the same for good work, hard workers. And I like you to understand that people do not miss you because of your beauty. They don't miss you because of your stature. Men miss you because of value. How much value do you add to the people around you? What is value? Value simply is the currency of human existence that gives remembrance in the archives of life. What is value? Value is that taste of excellence that is added to beauty and makes beauty outstanding. What is value? Value is that nature of yours that makes men to miss you in your absence. What is value? Value is what you carry that is beyond your looks, that makes men to give you a wow every time you're around. What is value? Value is what will keep your footprints on the earth even when you are gone hundreds of years and nobody still remembers your face, yet they'll remember your name. Value. Many years ago, Isaac Newton died, but physics still remembers him. Mathematics still remembers him. Why? Value. Many years ago, Albert Einstein died and people still remember him. What's the difference? Value. Many years ago, Hitler died and people still remember him. Why? Because he added negativity to human life. Now, I quoted Hitler intentionally to make you understand there are two kinds of value. There is positive value and there's negative value. What will men remember you for? Value. Value. God does not create us for looks. He creates us for value. You see, other English words will call it purpose. Some will call it pursuit. But I call it value. What will make you keep listening to us in Anchor is how much value this message is inspired by God, we add to you. How much value do you add to the people around you? I'd like to challenge you this day to add value to men. Refuse to leave people the same way you met them. And refuse to just be known for your presence. Be known for what you do. Value gives us a place in life and a place in nature that is indisputable, you see. If people mock at you, then just give them value. They will stop mocking at you. If people backbite you, just give them value, positive value, and they will stop backbiting. If you think that you are never noticed in a group of people, if you think that you are never admired, if you think that people do not give you attention, then what is missing is value. Because people don't give attention to people, they give attention to the value people add to their lives. I don't know, you listening to me this day, I don't know where you are and where you're listening to me from, whether in your car or you're in the home with family or at work with co-workers or you're even in school on short break. I'd like you to understand God has imputed in you value. And this value is not for you to look at yourself in the mirror and admire the lashes you have, the eyelashes, the eyelids you have, and the lips you have. God has given you something bigger than that, and that's called value. What men buy is value. They do not buy articles, they buy value. Do you know that when you go to work and you need money, money is not the physical value. It's not the physical substance you have in hand. It's not the paper note. Money is the value. You know, what we call money is actually an idea. It's in the mind. It's not the paper. Any paper could represent it. Do you know that if we called your shoe money, we'll be using your shoe as a currency of exchange? Why? It's value we're according to it, not the paper note. Your life is not your physical appearance. It is the value God has imputed in you. And it's our prayer that if you have been in the obscurity of what God created you for, after listening to this, you will find your value and men will value you and you will add value to others in the name of Jesus. God bless you for listening. And I remind your brother, friend, Walter Sindaka. And you can type our name on Google, Walter Sindakerson or Walter Sindaka, and you will find other podcasts. They are all there in Google, and you can listen to us on Spotify or from any other social media anchor. And if you love to promote what God is doing through us and you love to partner with us, God bless you as you get to us through the contact +237 679 326525. A seed of $50, $100, $200 could go a long way to promote the work of God. God bless you in Jesus' name.